Christina Munoz and her husband were the spark that attracted a resurgence in the Five Points area of El Paso with the opening of Giovanni Bronson's Bohemian Cafe 6 years ago. Since then, other entrepreneurs have taken to starting creative businesses in the popular central El Paso area. Christina and her husband have also opened the Onawa Wellness Center across the street from their popular cafe. Here to fill us in on their journey and all the cool stuff Five Points has to offer is Christina Munoz. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you so much. Good to be here.
So 6 years ago, it sounds like a long time, but it doesn't. I can't imagine it feels like a long time.
Exactly right. Yeah, it does. I can't even believe that it's been 6 years, you know, in retrospect, when you look at it and you say it. Sounds like forever. You know, most people feel like, wow, okay, we made it this long. But it has flown by. It really has. I can't even believe it. Yeah.
And when you guys decided to open up there in Five Points, mm-hmm. I think people just told you you were crazy, right?
Yeah.
Like, what the heck are you doing?
Yeah. I mean, we heard that over and over again. You know, why would you go there? And there's nothing happening and parking and this and that. And it's old and, you know, just everything. Yeah. So we went along anyway.
What was it about Five Points that, I mean, what was it about the situation aside from everybody telling you that you're crazy?
Well, you know, I know that we knew we wanted to do something for sure. You know, initially it was between the two businesses that I currently have, wellness center or a cafe, coffee shop. And that location specifically is what called us to do the coffee shop. We needed something there. We live in the area and Central is amazing. You know, we know all the great people that live there and it's just so special. So we felt that it needed something like that. You know, we designed it around something that we felt, what would we enjoy personally? You know, where would we want to go and hang out?
Yeah.
And then just what we knew about our neighborhood and the people, you know, we felt that it was kind of a match for that.
And it has proven to be a match. And
it
then
has.
Some.
Yeah, it has. You know, despite all of that, you know, everything that I think people that weren't from Central, you know, everything that they were telling us not to do it, mm-hmm. you know, it was totally the opposite, you know. It's definitely taken its time. It's been a grassroots project. I mean, but that's what we wanted, you know.
Right.
My intention wasn't to go and blow the area up and do something, whoa, this is, you know. But we wanted it to be for the area and for the people in there. And it's been so nice. And now it's amazing. We have people from all over town, you know, coming. So
yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
And then through that, it's a cafe, you've got a restaurant, but it also is a home for artists.
Yeah.
And it seems like you all don't discriminate when it comes to the kind of art. I mean, I've seen dance, I've seen bands,
everything,
painting.
Yes.
How does that work?
So I think that, you know, again, I put everything in perspective. You know, I've always appreciated all of that. I know just us in general, my husband and I. But again, I'm a family person. I have kids and I'm busy. And I know there's a lot of people like that, too.
Yeah.
And if they're going to come and have coffee or lunch, you know, I want them to be able to have that around them, you know, and to have that experience without having to go out and look for it. And so initially, back in the day, 6 years ago, sounds like so long ago, you know, that was something that I really wanted to bring to the area, is just that experience of having music or that was different, you know, people touring and art, and kind of give that exposure to people that were local. And I mean, people would come to me and they're very humbled and, you know, show me their stuff and say like, well, I don't know, you know, what do you think? And it was amazing, you know, and
like,
I'm like, this should
be
everywhere, you know? Yeah. And of course, for me, I felt like it's such a gift for me to be able to see this every day. I'm like, cool, you know, I would love to be. Yeah. I'm like, I would love to see this, you know?
And your walls are consistently changing.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah, we do. We try to change it out all the time as much as we can. I mean, it takes work and effort, you know, to keep up the walls and the paint and everything, but I think it's worth it, you know, just, and people expect it, you know, now they do. So
now
we don't
do.
Change
it's
it
true.
Out as often. They're like, when is this going to happen? You know, I'm like, okay.
They're like, I guess it's time to change.
Yes.
But it also provides
it.
A beautiful opportunity for artists because they sell their art while it's up there, which is a bonus for, I think, you and them, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I know that some of the artists that were coming and putting their art up, you know, they were surprised that, I guess, that I wasn't going to charge for putting it up, keeping it up there, or them selling their art. And I said, you know, I mean, I feel like I'm already benefiting from it, just being able to see it every day. So,
sure.
Yeah. And, I mean, now I know that it's everywhere. People are showing their stuff everywhere, and that's wonderful. I think El Paso has gone in such an incredible direction. So,
So y'all's risk is really what started everybody else. All of a sudden, it's like, oh, okay, it's a place. And it was one little coffee shop did that. Do you realize that? Yeah. I mean, do you feel that?
I don't know. I think, I mean, I you know, I am every day humbled, seriously, because I know that our clientele has been very loyal to us. And I mean, these are people that have come and they talk about the experience they have rather than just like, you know, I'm coming in to have a cup of coffee and I'm out of here, you know?
Right.
And so every day we realize like that, I guess it dawns on us, you know, well, maybe we did do something a little special, you know, and this is nice. And it makes me happy to know that people feel that way. Or we hear stories of, I met my, you know, the love of my life here now. And, you know, we had our first date and now we have kids and, you know, just so many different things that we get to hear there. And it's exciting to see that.
So you had the goal of doing either a coffee shop or a wellness center, and now you have both.
Yes,
Tell us about the wellness center. That's just across the street.
And it's just across the street. You know, we had definitely wanted to see that whole building, the Stevens Building, renovated. I mean, I felt that that was going to be a really anchoring point for Central.
Sure.
It's beautiful. And I just, you know, we knew something needed to be done. We'd try, we'd bring in people to come and check it out, maybe get interested and want to fix it up. And then finally it started and we were like, yes, you know, this is great. And then I was told that there was going to be a yoga studio there. So I was like, that's perfect. You know, this is going to be wonderful for the area. So I was already promoting it and telling clientele every day, you know, there's this that's going to come and that and this. And anyway, it didn't work out. You know, I found out later, that fell through. And I was like, well, that really needs to be there. And we kept thinking like, well, do we do this? And I really didn't want to take on another project. I really didn't.
Owning your business is not easy.
No,
it's not
easy. I know people come every day and they're like, you know, I want to do this. And it seems like so much fun, you know, and it is fun. And at the end of the day, I guess, you know, but it is a lot of work. So the whole yoga studio wellness center thing came up with, you know, I've definitely wanted to do something like that. This location, now that it was, you know, transformed in the way that it was beautiful, and I thought it was very necessary. I just don't like to give up on things, and so I was like, hey, I got to find a way to do this, and it just kind of happened that way, you know, that we just jumped into it and said, well, I'm just going to pull the trigger and make it happen one way or another. And so that's what it's been.
It's happening.
Yes. Yeah, it is.
I love the exchange, too. Sometimes, you know, just being in Five Points. I live in Central El Paso. I think it's the best neighborhood in El Paso.
Yes.
I'll tell that to anybody.
I know. I love it.
And I love the synergy there. So people will be at, you know, yoga and then they'll cross the street to have a drink or the other way back and forth,
yes,
you know, and you see this neat little, you know, and you wave hello and
great.
It's so cool.
Yeah, I mean, you go for pastries next door, you go across the street to JBB for, you know, food, you go to have a beer, you know, at Coconuts or more, you know, whatever, you know, but it is. And I think every place has its own vibe and, you know, brings it their own people. And it's awesome to see that exchange, you know, when people try something new and different and they're like, ooh, wow, you know, this is something new for me each day.
It's true.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's all because of the spark that is JVB.
Aw, well.
And then,
I mean,
you know, now you have a whole strip of restaurants.
Yeah, I mean, even up the street. I mean, we have Duets now, which I'm so excited to go to. You know, Aviators and Pershing Inn and their kitchen now, their restaurant, you know, Ray's Backyard. So much going on.
Yeah.
If I didn't mention anymore, Love Buzz, everything, you know. There's a lot.
It's all there, and it's thanks to you guys for taking that chance.
Because
I think people were waiting for somebody to do it.
I think it is. I mean, it's always daunting, you know, to take on something like that, to take the leap. You know, I've told people that when they've come to me to ask me advice on opening up a business. I said, you know, for me, the hardest part, I think, is just making that decision that you're going to do it and then committing to it. You know, it's scary. It is scary. And then especially, you know, when it's an area that's not developed yet, you know, so you're kind of having to rise it all up and hope for the best, you know, and put everything into it. So,
well, we're glad you took the leap.
Aw, thanks. Thanks. Me too.
Today, my guest has been Christina Munoz from Joe Vinnie Bronson's Bohemian Cafe and Onawa Wellness Center. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.